Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
Hello, all you positive heads. On this week's P-Head Posse episode, our guest is positive head listener, Christiane Price. Christiane is a Pisces who is a newbie spiritual blogger focused on raising her daughter, becoming the best version of herself possible, and healing the world from the inside out. She's immersed in level 2 Reiki, as well as the discovery of her abilities as a clairsentient empath. Hi, Christiane. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alexa. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's you actually messaged me a little while back, and I only just saw the message like a week ago. It was buried in my my Facebook messages, and I found it, and I'm glad I did because I saw your blog and I started reading some of your blog posts and I was like, ooh, this is super cool. So I'm hoping that you'll share some of that with us. But before we go down that path, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you've been up to?
Sure. Gosh, I know these questions seem so simple, but when I was reflecting before we got here today, I'm like, oh my gosh, I could go on forever and ever, even just like current status quo. But right now on paper, being a mom is my main gig. And it's amazing because it is one of the biggest catalysts in my life for becoming my truest self. Mm. Because when I had my daughter and this tiny, beautiful human who, you know, reminded me, at least in my labor, that I'm not just this like entitled human being. Like I was an animal, man. I gave birth to this human. Yeah. And that was such a catalyst, right? So being a mom is huge. Every day I wake up and think, how am I gonna honor myself so that I can teach my daughter to honor herself and not have to maybe dig herself out of the trenches of some of those harder places I've been.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, this is not against any of anybody's parents or even especially mine, but you know, I just always think of that quote, be the adult that you needed as a child.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody to let me truly be who I was. And now my adult life spirit is walking me through that. When I'm not my authentic self, especially in my role as a parent, it backfires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my main thing. And then Reiki is so special to me, and I've been studying that online with a woman named Lolly, who I had the pleasure of meeting where I live, and she now is living in Hawaii and teaching remotely from there. And we have women from all over the country, and we meet weekly. We started Reiki 1. It was her first course online in this format in March. And we've met almost weekly since then. And wow, it has just been an incredible experience. I hear about people studying Reiki in like a weekend, and like getting certified in level one Reiki in a weekend. And I'm like, holy cow, like, how did you do that? Because the things that have come up for me and the slow progression of it has just allowed it to all really, really sink in. And like, I feel like I'm becoming this embodied spiritual being, which is just awesome. And that is what sparked me to write this blog, right? I have all this creative energy and I have nowhere to put it. And I've always wanted to write, but I never felt like I could get my thoughts out on paper. And then all of a sudden I was like having this clarity, like, I got to get this out.
Yeah.
So I started the blog actually last August. And forgot about it. And then this spring, I was talking with my instructor, Lolly, and she's like, you've got all this creative energy. You need to write or do something. And I was like, yeah, I need to write. I need to write a blog. And she got me all inspired to do it anonymously, which helped me feel better about like truly being authentic in my writing. And I went to go start one on WordPress, and I already had one.
There you go. It was all set up for you.
I had even written my first blog post in a draft, and it was so funny. So anyways, those are my three big ones, I guess. What's going on status quo for me.
Yeah. Well, just to go back to like being a mother, I'm not a mother yet, but I'm in this phase of life where I'm starting to think about it. Because I think it'll be coming up for me in like the next few years. And it is so interesting. Think it does put such a, suddenly when I think about becoming a mother, exactly what you're talking about is everything that I'm thinking. I'm like, wow, it's more important than ever for me that I really deal with all of my stuff. And I really, like dig deep into myself, and I really find the, you know, the bravery in some cases to look at what's been going on for me and look at the places where I've been hiding from myself and really get real with myself and do whatever healing that I need to do, because I've become more conscious than ever that, like, you know, when I was in the womb. And again, and as you said, no offense to my parents or, you know, no disrespect, because everyone was doing the best they could at the time. But, you know, through EFT and tapping, you know, I become pretty aware that while I was in the womb, there was a lot going on, like a lot of scary stuff going on around me. And like looking back at my life, I'm like, oh, no wonder I was so scared all the time. I was literally around, like, my parents worked in the news, and I was literally around like murders and fires and all these types of things that when my mom was out reporting on while I was in the womb. And then like my birth was pretty, there was a lot going on in the delivery room, a lot of chaos, a lot of like anger and stuff like that. And so I've become pretty conscious of that as I've been thinking about, well, I'm going to have kids in the next few years. And just as you said, like, it's such a, it just puts another kind of level on my own healing, another filter on it of like thinking about, well, it's not just for me. It's like whoever I bring into this world, it's so important to me now at this stage in my spiritual development that, when I get to that point that I am as solid as I can be. And of course, like we'll always be growing and we're always learning. And of course, I'm sure having a child is like the biggest learning experience you can have. And that's a whole nother, you know, phase. But I really resonate with what you said, because that's really been going on, you know, for me, like thinking about like, how can I get myself as ready as possible and as solid as possible and as aligned as possible, so that when I start nurturing this being inside of me, you know, that it's coming into a very peaceful, aligned place.
Yes, I love that awareness of, you know, so early on, right? Although I have dabbled in my spiritual development over the years, like in and out, in and out, in and out, I never really like took it so seriously that like I could actually live that and be that until, you know, this last year, which is kind of relates to how I found the Positive Head podcast. Can I go into that?
Yeah, okay? Please. Yeah, go ahead.
So I, when I was 15, fell in love, of course, and it didn't work out. But I was absolutely crushed. Even just thinking about it at this moment, I remember that feeling of just complete heartache. And I cried for 3 days straight. Like I couldn't even stop crying. And I mean, that was a huge catalyst for me in relationships. But that's kind of going off topic. That person and I stayed very close, even though like all of it felt like so wrong and weird, but like I never really wanted to accept that he didn't love me. And I knew that he did love me, and I knew that, but like his actions just like couldn't align with that. And ultimately, those actions that broke us up, when I was just that young 15-year-old little girl crying on the floor, they killed him. He died last summer. And it was because of substance abuse and PTSD from joining the military, which was a big part of why we broke up. Yeah, some deep emotional things that demons, as people sometimes call them, that he just couldn't overcome. He took his own life. And when he took his life last summer, I, for the first time ever, and part of this is because I'm an empath and I feel so much. Like I don't always have a clear feeling on where it's coming from. If I'm not super aware, then I think it's mine. But that's not the whole picture here. I felt like I wanted to do that to myself, and I wanted to take my life. I felt like something, a part of me had suddenly gone missing. And that was really, really, really tough for me. But then all of a sudden, I started having telepathic conversations with this person, this soul, and he was showing up and he was doing funny things. He was raised Mormon, and it was the day after his funeral. And I was driving past this big Mormon temple, and there he was, his little soul in a tiny miniature form, hanging off the top of the spear on the Mormon temple. And, you know, he was doing it on purpose. He was trying to make me laugh. He was trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this is real. I am experiencing this. I'm not just losing my mind. And I need to pay attention. So I started digging. I found the Psychic Teachers podcast with Samantha Faye and Deb Bowen. They're amazing. And then they played their interview episodes with Brandon, and I was hooked. I love Brandon's voice and all of it. So I jumped on the Positive Head and I started listening, and I should never look back. I barely even listen to Psychic Teachers anymore.
Oh, well, they were your vehicle here. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. But have you always been, I mean, because you said in your intro that you're clairsentient, but you know, were you seeing this soul? Like you said, like you saw him, are you clairvoyant as well? Or was it just in that case?
Yeah, that was the one of the only times I've had, seen a soul. I've seen energy. I've seen some dark energies before, but I really quickly put some white light around that and didn't allow that.
Yeah.
And those were in my younger years, too. And sometimes I get visual interpretations, but it's really rare. I'm more like in my everyday being the feeler, you know, like mm-hmm. when I'm doing Reiki and information's coming in, I'll feel it in my body. I'll feel it in my auric field. And it's hard to explain. Mm.
Cool.
Like sometimes, okay. So one of my first Reiki sessions on somebody else that I was practicing, her guides were so eager to get this message across, and the message was just coming right out of my mouth. But I could feel her guides, like, and then it wasn't like a pressure that hurt or anything, or was like going to push me over. But I could just feel them like urging me. I was like, "Your guides really want you to know this. They are like pushing closer and closer to getting this message to you." And that was like my first experience where I was like, okay, I'm clairsentient. I can feel that.
Mm. Wow.
But yeah, so I feel like it's a mixed bag, and there's probably going to be more stuff that comes out. I tend to channel a little bit too.
Cool. What do you, who do you channel, or like what kinds of beings do you channel?
Well, the angels. Yeah. And I guess it's not necessarily, I look at it as more of like a telepathic conversation.
Right.
Because it doesn't just like, you know, it doesn't always just flow out of me. It kind of does. I'm sorry. It's hard for me to explain it, but.
That's okay. I understand.
Yeah, channeling is an appropriate word. I don't know why. I must have a block around that.
Do you do it on demand, or does it come like, how do you chant? I'm just interested because everybody kind of has different ways.
Yeah, it's focused. I mean, I don't sit down and say, "Hey, Archangel Uriel, what's up?" You know, I just go into meditation and if I have a question specifically, I might like, you know, I might get my Oracle cards out and use those as a way to have a little more clarity in the situation. But like just last week, for example, I was like channeling, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Wait, who am I talking to?" It was Archangel Uriel, and he's one of my guides, and he shows up a lot in dreams and like some of the deeper meditations that I've gone into. And I was like, "Oh yeah, what's up, man? Okay, all right, now let's get like real with this." And it's all unfolding still for me, but the angels are a pretty quick connection with them. It's kind of effortless.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I don't know if this would be a good time maybe to circle back to your blog, because I think it was like the first post I read was about, was it a past life regression that you had? It was something, there was a couple of like pretty awesome mystical experiences there. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I did that regression myself. Guided meditations. And I have had some really clear experiences.
Yeah. Do you want to share some of those?
Yeah. Okay. So they're all cool. But there was this one where I was like this girl, probably 17th century. And I had this kind of mediocre life, but good community and like kind of, maybe I was seeing somebody because he would always show up and like be flirting and back. And then I want to say like my name was Victoria, but I really don't know for sure. Just like feels right.
Yeah.
But I suddenly was in this hallway. I'm sitting on this bench and it was a hallway in a hospital and somebody brought me this baby and I started nursing. And that was the end of my depression. But I knew instantly when that baby was put in my arms that it was the soul of my current daughter.
And this wow.
And I was her wet nurse. Her mother had just died in childbirth. And that's where the regression ended. But it made everything that was happening in my life with my daughter make so much more sense because, there's like different classifications for babies and their temperaments and whatever. And if there was one for my daughter, it's high needs, high energy, high everything. Like she needs mommy for everything still. She's almost two, that still works. But it's so intense. I studied early childhood development and I just was like, what is going on between her and I? Like,
yeah,
her nurse always been a good nurser from day one. I'm trying to wean her right now and it's really hard. She's not liking it. And I think that it's part of our karmic relationship because we had such an intense, beautiful bond in that lifetime.
Wow.
As her secondary mother, I want to go back and find out more. Like if I was her mother, if I adopted her, or if I just was her wet nurse, but
yeah, I love that. I don't know. I mean, I know why, but I don't want to interrupt, but I am going to interrupt because it just reminds me of this. I had like a reading a couple years ago with this woman named Kim Babcock and it was my first reading ever. And when I, towards the end of the reading, I was like, I have one more question. Can you tell me like a past life that most influenced this life? And she said, she was like, yeah, I see you in the 17, I think she said like 1700s too, around that time. She's like, you're a woman, you're pretty poor. She's like, yeah, because you're pretty dirty. You're dressed in like a black dress, like a very simple plain clothing, but you're pretty dirty. And she's like, and you are a mother and you have two very young children, like babies. One's a boy, one's a girl. And I'm like, okay. And then she just stops and she's like, oh, this is really interesting. Like I don't know if I've seen this. Like, and she's like, your children in that life are your, this is crazy, are your mom and your dad in this life. And
I've been wondering about that. Not for you, but just in general, I always think about that.
Do you?
Huh?
Like if
like
it
the gets-
What'd you say?
It's the reversed roles, right?
Yes. Like, and the weird thing is it made complete, or I guess it's not weird. The thing is it made complete sense to me. The second she said that, I was like, oh, I've always felt that I was the parent in this relationship at certain points. Like, we would joke about it when we were younger that, like, sometimes me and my dad were, like, the children and my mom was the mom. Or sometimes I was the mom and my parents were the children. Or, and sometimes, like, me and my dad were the parents and my mom was the child. Like, it literally felt like we were always changing roles as I was growing up because I was an only child. And, and that just blew me away because nothing had ever felt so true to me. And it just reminded me of that when you said, like, in the regression, you just knew that this was your daughter. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so
go. Yeah, I'm glad you shared that because that's part of my journey here and learning.
Yeah.
Hone in on my abilities is like trusting that feeling and that just knowing because I've been lucky enough when I found out, for example, that Archangel Uriel was my guide, it was in a meditation, but I couldn't have made it up. Like I didn't know there was an Archangel Uriel.
Yeah.
And so that kind of information, when it just comes in and you just know it and yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah.
For people who are listening and wondering, like, well, how can I do that? It's like, you just got to trust it.
Yeah.
You have to believe in yourself.
And also, like, you mentioned you're clairsentient, and I think I'm very clairsentient as opposed to anything else. And so I always have gone off feeling. Like, feeling for me, you know, so I think different people relate different ways, but yeah, like feeling for me is like, that feels so right. That feels so right. Like I know that. So what did you, do you want to share another one?
Sure. I want to share the one that I did on my blog post.
Yeah. So yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
But another one that I did, I'm trying to decide where I want to go here. Well, there's still some mystery surrounding this one too, but I kind of stopped after this because I got busy doing other things.
Yeah.
But I was a boy, a teenage boy, and I just showed up and it was almost like I was looking at my current self. Like this boy was just looking dead straight in the eyes and I was looking at him, even though I knew it was me. And he was either a hunter or a soldier, like, and he was about to be initiated and he was just standing in this field looking at me. And all of that really came out of that was that the possibility of knowing this self then.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like,
well, explain more.
Like, so maybe that was my first regression. That being that I was looking at that young hunter or warrior, not quite sure. He was looking at my version of myself in this life. And so he had an ability to transcend space and time.
Oh. And,
you know, I don't want to say see into the future, not so taboo, but he saw me. And who knows, maybe that was like his rite of passage in that life, or because it was like something with initiation. He was getting initiated and he was just by himself in this big, beautiful field. And he was just looking at me. It was so beautiful. Like, and there was a love between us that you could think of like loving yourself more, like the deepest level you possibly ever could. That's what it felt like between us. And so that was my first regression. And I think it was just like a key to understanding that, like, yeah, you can transcend space and time, and it's not just this life. And
wow,
it's just past lives either, right?
Yeah, because it's not past, it's all happening at the same. I mean, that's what that means to me.
Yeah,
it's yeah. Like, it's all at the same, it's all happening at the same time, because if you're sitting there looking at him and he sees you, then that's happening in his real time. And so mm-hmm. you're both existing at the same time, which helps support the idea that we're multidimensional beings and that like we are living in different places, in different forms at different times. And like, it's like you recognize each other as being part of the same stream. That's like,
yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So that was like, I mean, that rattled me. Yeah. It took me a while. So I was just like, so was that me?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. Especially then the third one that I did, it was the one that I kind of went through on my blog. And I love the Native American theme that kind of showed up there for me.
I love that one. Yeah. Will you tell that one?
Oh, you want me to tell it?
Yeah. Why? Did you want to like save it for people to go to your blog? Or I guess that can happen. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We can just tease it. Yeah. It's the thing is, it is so beautifully written. It's like so beautifully written. It's like, feels like you're in a dream while you're reading it. And it's just, it's very poetic as well. So yeah.
Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Do you want to, since we're talking about it now, do you want to give people your blog?
Sure. It's so funny. I feel like half the time I'm floating off of this planet, I have to do a lot of grounding. But definitely with technology, I have to look up my website. I had to look it up when I was emailing back and forth with you this last day. Yep, it's not just showing up in my little teeth. And
it's magicalmemoirsblog.wordpress.com. Yeah. I have it in my email.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so magicalmemoirsblog.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. Go there, and I think it's the first post, which is this other past life regression, which is pretty beautiful and amazing to read.
Yeah, it's called Wet Hut.
It's called what?
Wet Hut.
What is it? Wet Hut?
Oh, sorry. Sweat hut.
Yes. Sweat hut. yes. Yeah. No. And it's great. So definitely go check that out. And, Christiane, what's one thing that you think would benefit every pea head to know or understand as they continue on their own journey?
The biggest thing for me right now is for people to be aware that of the energy that's, present in people and things and places. And knowing that it can change, but also that it's there, right? And so, I don't know, something about energy here, like, you can harness energy, right? And you can transmute energy, and you can give energy the power of intention. So, you know, in your day-to-day lives, especially if you're new to the spiritual journey, like, maybe like a good affirmation to, this is coming from my like Reiki studies and understanding of energies. Like, you cup your hands together and like you've got a ball of dough and you're going to roll that ball of dough in your hands. You want it to be perfectly round. If you just start moving your hands around, you'll start to feel like a magnetic pull and push. Mm. Almost like your hands are pushing away from each other as you get closer. And they pull away and it can get bigger or smaller, like set an intention in that energy. Look inside there, see if you can see anything, because you might be able to see something. And yeah, just knowing and being aware of like how much energy influences this physical reality. And letting that like just sink in and be a catalyst for how you look at the world. That's my big thing right now.
Yeah. I love that. You know, something I love to think about, speaking of energy and how, you know, everything is influenced by energy, it's like something that I love to think about is how this is how what we experience is a translate. Like, we can say everything is energy all day long, and we all know, you know, like there's this, we talk about this quite a bit in some respects of like, you know, everything is energy. Like where energy goes, where attention goes, energy flows, et cetera, et cetera. We can talk about that all day. But the thing that like for me made me really understand the energy thing was, and I don't know who said this. I mean, I think Abraham Hicks probably drilled this into me, but at some point they were talking about how like, you don't understand like what you're experiencing is a translation of energy. It's your translation. So everything that we see and experience and touch and all the solid things like this chair I'm sitting on, this table I'm sitting on, it is an energy vibration that I'm translating into what I see as this table and what I feel as this chair. And it's like we as humans, it's hard for us to understand that because we think of energy as like this like translucent, this, it's like a wisp of wind or something, you know, it's like something that you can put your hand right through, right? Like an energy, oh, just energy. But energy, you know, is what we translate into these solid things, like these things we perceive as solid. And it's like, because our world is so solid, I think we don't, it's hard for us to grasp that concept because we're like, well, this is a solid thing. How could this be energy? But it is energy. Everything is made of energy. And this is our translation of energy. So sometimes when I'm like having a rough time or when I think something is hard or impossible or I really want something, it's so nice to remember, to remind myself, like, this is a translation. This is how I'm translating it right now because of the filter that I'm choosing to put over this translation right now, just like Snapchat filters, just like, you know, all the filters that are so popular right now. It's like we put our own filters over our translations and then we translate based on those filters, and we can change those filters anytime we want. And we can change them with our intention. Like you're saying, you know, our intention is everything. It's like our intention, just like when we're on Snapchat and we're swiping through and we're like, I want to look like a cute cat, or no, I want to look like, you know, I want to be funny and like look like a big burly man or whatever. It's like, that's our intention. Like what we're putting out into the world, that whichever filter we select, that's our intention that we're putting out into the world. So it's the same exact thing with energy. And as you're talking about infusing the energy with intention, it's like infuse the filters that you put over this world with your intention. And, you know, that's how you affect that's how you affect the translation of what you see. And that's how you change what you see.
Yeah. Totally. I love that metaphor of just changing filter.
Yeah.
Swipe it to the next filter and see how that feels.
Exactly. Like try on a different filter, like realize that you've just been wearing the same filter all day long. And like, if it's boring, like try a new one. And it's like, I was just going to say something about that. Oh, well, it's like, that's kind of the reason that I'm starting to love that everything is becoming filter. At first I was like, kind of, I love the filters, but then I was kind of like, wow, everything's a filter. Like, what is real? But then I started to realize that's awesome. Like, that's awesome that now we're literally questioning what is real. How can I tell if anything's real? And it's like, yeah, how can you tell if anything's real? It's the same thing in life. It's like nothing is real. Nothing is actually, quote unquote, real or solid. It's all malleable. So like these filters, this filter craze, I feel like, is teaching us that, that nothing is real. It's all what you decide to do with your perception. It's all what you decide to create right? And so that's what all of this technology is like on the positive side, helping us do is like bring that 5D down to 3D, bring like our fantasy down into reality. And in that way, I think it's helping move us forward and realize the power that we have to create, you know, what we put out into the world.
So. I love that. I kind of relate that to, and maybe I heard it on the Positive Head podcast. Sometimes I lose the source of where.
So do I. It's okay.
But I just know it to be true. And it made so much sense of looking at the internet as like a tool for telepathy, because it's so mm-hmm. instant. So we can access almost any kind of information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on that same kind of like, how is technology influencing us?
Totally.
As spiritual beings and to progress as spiritual beings, you know, it's a taste of what that would be like.
Totally.
Like instant action. Boom.
Totally. I think Abraham says this too. They're always like, you have the best Google. Like you have the best Google ever in the sky, not in the sky, but they say in the sky, you know, like you have the best Google ever in the non-physical realm that is essentially the universe and law of attraction that is giving you constantly. It's like you ask for something, it's there. It's there. You just have to like believe in it like you believe in Google, like, you know, the same way that you believe that when you type a question into Google, you're going to get that answer right then and there and you're going to have access to it. It's like, just believe that about the universe and it will be, you know. So I agree. That's, you know, definitely that's also helping us for sure. We just have to not rely on the technology so much and start kind of believing in what's behind that technology.
Yeah, that's where like discernment is starting to come in for me. So in my practice, like if I get a download about something, I meditate on it, you know, and I explore it. And then I go out and seek affirmation. And sometimes I don't even have to seek it. Sometimes it just shows up, like confirmation of what came in, what information came in, just the energies. Beings that are with me here, my guides, a lot of times are the ones that are sending that information. So, yeah. You know, trusting that, again, like coming back to that trust of like, okay, this information is solid. And could I get some evidence, you know?
Yeah.
Could I get some evidence that this is information that's solid? And it always shows up.
Totally. You know, speaking of that, something that I've started to do is every morning after I meditate, I go to one of my decks, the Wild Unknown Tarot deck, and I pick out a card. And I've really, like, at first when I got the deck, I was like kind of using it whenever, and it would just kind of like not, it felt like it was like predicting something that I didn't want to happen or something. And it's like, lately I've gotten into a flow with it where I'm like, okay, what is the message that I need to? And as I put more trust in it, and as I've said, okay, whatever this message is, I'm going to take it as a guidepost. Like I'm going to take it as like, this is where I am and this is where I need to go. Each morning when I do it, it's like, it gets more and more accurate. The more that I have faith in it, the more that I'm like, what is, I'm asking the question. So this is how I've told the universe that the answer is going to come in this way right now. And it really is about that trust. It's like, the more I've started to trust it, the more accurate the answers have gotten. And not only that, but something I've been doing a lot recently is, animal symbolism, because so many animals have been showing up in my experience, so many insects, but all kinds of things, and in the weirdest places too. And they'll pop up into my reality so vividly, like right in my face. And so I've started to do this thing where every time a new one pops up, I look it up. I go like this huge, ginormous yellow jacket, which I don't think I've ever seen one in real life. Like it's as big as like the palm of my hand, this giant, giant bee popped up the past 2 days, and it's come right in my face as I walk out, and it's in the same place where I walk every day, but this suddenly it's appeared. And I looked it up, and it like yellow jacket symbolism, and it was like, you know, you got to like keep moving, like work, like keep pushing on this project, like don't stop moving basically. And that's exactly like what I've been working on this project, and I've been like kind of like getting distracted at certain points, and it's like, you got to move. And I'm like, okay, absolutely. And I would like follow that. And I go back and I start working on the project and things are moving. And then last night, like out of nowhere, like none of our windows are open. None of we're in my apartment. The windows haven't been open forever because it's been so hot. Partner and I are watching this TV show, and suddenly out of nowhere, this giant black moth, like I'm talking giant. I have never seen a moth this big. Boom. Like it literally felt like it popped out of thin air, and it starts flying all around my head, all around. And I'm just like, what? And I, like, where did this come from? I have no idea where this could have come from. And then I opened the window for it, and I saw it was like resting up on my curtains, and I looked away for a couple minutes, and then I looked back and it was gone. And like, I don't even know if it flew out. The crack was so small, and I shook everything, and I haven't seen it since. It literally felt like it appeared and disappeared out of thin air. And I look up that, and it's so accurate to what I'm going through. And it's like, I'm saying all of this to just illustrate and reemphasize like your point, which is like, when you decide that this is a way that I'm going to receive messages, like this is something that I am going to use as my guide, like as a way to just receive messages, and you trust in that, then more and more and more and more and more start coming in that lane, because that is your path of least resistance, and that's how you've chosen to let it through. And so that's, you know, it's really powerful, like what you're saying, to like, you just to trust in some way that you choose, that you feel is, you know, good for you.
Yeah. Crows have been showing up for me since this journey started. And it's funny because there's a lot of crows where I live, and my partner and I were talking, and I said, crows are my spirit animal, and they're protecting me. They're here. All the time, you know, and I see them everywhere I go, though. I mean, I traveled a 17-hour car ride in April, and I saw a crow almost every time I thought about it. Every time I thought about, like,
totally.
Maybe I'll see a crow. I've been seeing crows all day. And then I'll look out the window, and there's a crow. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I did it. It's there, you know, and I think, you know, testing it like that, it's so automatic. It's like, okay, well, I can't. That's not something I can control.
Yeah.
I just hopping into a crow every time I think about it. That was really special. But, you know, the naysayers, my partner sometimes, he's like, those are everywhere, Christiane. Like, I see them every day. But in my life, I had never seen crows. Like, I had never even paid attention enough to, like, and now I'm wondering, like, okay, are crows just everywhere, really? Like, are they? And they are, especially on highways and stuff. But, like, what are the chances that every time I thought about it, I saw one?
And also, it's because I think about that too, because my partner is super similar. Like whenever I'm like, it's 11, I'll be like, it's 11:11. He'll be like, yeah, it happens twice a day. Like,
yeah.
That's a time. So that happens twice a day. And I'm like, yeah, but it's, and now it's 2-2. It'll be like, yeah, that happens twice a day too. And and I just have to laugh at it. But going off.
Mom could have looked at the clock.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody else has to say, because even my perspective of something, you know, maybe spiritual or something, like, it's just my perspective. Like,
exactly. And
if it's true to you, it's true, and that's your truth, and you gotta own it.
Exactly. And what you were saying about, like, well, maybe crows are everywhere, like, that's true. But what I think about, what I've come to realize about that is, like, but it's your, everything you see is your, it's an energy that you're interpreting, like, every single thing. So even if, like, other people are like, oh yeah, crows are around all the time, like, yeah, I see them all the time. It's like, well, that's there. If you see them all the time, it's actually showing up as a representation of something. So even if you're not looking for symbolism in it, like these other people that say they see them all the time, it's like they are trying to give you a message, but you're not interpreting it or looking for a message. So to you, it's just like, oh yeah, crows are around all the time. But for someone who's actually like, well, this must be symbolic of something. It's a specific type of energy that's represented a certain type of way. So that means like that when I see a crow, I'm attracting a certain type of energy to me, which is a message for me, right? If I'm looking for a message, then that's why it matters to the person who's asking the question and looking for messages. And that's why it doesn't matter to like people who are just like focused on not who aren't asking for like answers from spirit, you know, they're just going about their lives thinking that everything is just like there because it's there. So,
that's a good point on that.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe you don't see the message that is, you know, right in front of you, but someday it'll make sense. Or,
exactly.
You know,
just
or
like,
maybe it's that's their reality and that's okay.
Yeah, like everybody's at a different place. And that's what I try to remind myself too is like, you know, just 3 years ago, like I was just like, you know, my partner, for example, or whoever else who's like not looking for these messages. Like I was doing the same thing. I was just like going about my life, like, oh, there's a crow or oh, there's a whatever, like not thinking anything of it because I wasn't asking. Like I wasn't asking and I wasn't asking in a bigger way for like the meaning of life or to connect, you know, to what now I know is there. So sometimes, you know, when I get into that, and, you know, I think we all kind of tend to do this a lot on our journeys, especially after we wake up, is like we want everyone else to be awake and we can get into this judgmental place of like, oh, well, you just don't know what's going on and whatever. And it's like I've started to realize recently that it's like it pops in my head. I'm like, you were there just 3 years ago. You had no idea what was going on. You had no concept of any of this stuff. And you got here. So if you who were completely asleep 3 years ago are now in this position where you're completely awake, it's like, don't judge, you know, the other people who are asleep. They're in their own process. They're going to wake up in their own time. Like, let them have that, you know, like they need that. So it, yeah. Yeah,
that's funny. Something came up. I'll tell this story really quick.
Yeah.
In another group that it was like some meme. I can't remember about how dumbing down the conversations to talk to people who aren't awake, and like it got so many likes, like and so much feedback, and I couldn't help but feel a little bummed because I was like, well, think about how many people are. Dumbing down their conversations because they think that's what they're supposed to do, but deep inside of them, well, and then I believe it's in everybody, right? Their truth, but maybe not even deep inside of them, maybe they're very aware, but they're afraid to have authentic conversations. So like, who am I to judge that, like, you know, maybe that was a boring conversation that didn't have to do with like spiritual stuff. But that doesn't mean that they're not an awake being.
Yeah.
And naturally I feel like in those conversations, somehow it always happens where even if it's the tiniest seed, even if it's like me repeating like an old adage that like everybody knows, I don't even know if that word right. Never said it out loud.
I don't know either. I've never said it out loud either, but.
But you know what I
mean. For trying, yes. Adage, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds right. Adage. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah. Like, you know, something really simple and like, oh yeah, you've heard it 1,000 times, but that's a seed that you can plant in somebody else's reality.
Yep.
And then that's the seed. And who knows what'll happen with it. But yeah, it was just so like, it made me really think about how many people don't really authentically speak their truth every day, all day. But maybe in private, they're like deeply connected.
Definitely. That's an interesting perspective for sure. And I like, yeah, people who are very influenced by those around them versus like, and even these, like even this group of people, it's like, we're working on it together. We're working on speaking our truth more and more. We're working on you know, coming into our power so that we can speak our truth and actually have an influence, like, and actually be the light. But, you know, even we are all still working on it. So, like, and there's certain situations that I get into where I say something and then suddenly I'm like, oops, shouldn't have said that because these people are not ready for it. And that's okay. Like, and that's my, not bad, but it's like, that's my, I didn't discern well. Like I wasn't in my power completely, or I didn't like read the situation right. And it's like, I think, you know, the goal or the key is to really get into your power and then speak, because when you're in your power, nothing can stop you. Nothing matters. It doesn't matter who doesn't get it, because you are like in your power and aligned. And so, you know, definitely everybody's still very influenced, I think, by what's going on around them. And I spoke about this in another P.E.D. Posse episode recently about this Kanye West interview that I was watching, which is so, I hope everybody, no matter what you think of him, you go watch this interview. It's like the most recent interview he did with Charlamagne the God, I think is who interviewed him. But it is so powerful because it made me realize how important it is to have people like Kanye West in our society who have literally, since they've been famous, been fighting essentially for this freedom of speech, for this freedom of expression. Like they've been, even though we've perceived them in certain ways, it's like when you really look at it now, especially from a spiritual perspective, I'm like, oh, you've been like this the whole time. Like you've been like being like, I'm just saying what I want to say and I'm just doing what I want to do and I don't care what you think. And it's like, I think we all, that's what I'm hoping, I'm working towards. It's like, I know that I'm going to be in my power and I feel most powerful when I don't care what anyone thinks. And I say what I want to say, not because I think it'll make people happy, but because it makes me happy to say it, you know? And I think we're all really working on that. And it's really hard because we've been really conditioned to care what people think. So.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I love how you bring that up, because I personally feel like when you are in your power and when you are connected and plugged in and you're doing it for the right reasons, whatever it might be, it's going to be received by the people who need to receive it. And the people who don't, like, I don't even allow the judgment, like them to have room for judgment. Like if this message isn't for you, like don't even let it reach them. Mm-hmm. Right.
Or maybe it won't even reach them.
If it does spark judgment or whatever, like that message is for them and part of their journey. Like maybe if I'm putting message out in my authentic self and it feels tense with somebody, like maybe I'm a catalyst for them.
Totally. I love that. I love that. Yeah. I love that. That's so true. It's like, that's exactly why we can't be afraid. Like we really need to, take that perspective. That's so wise what you just said, because it's like, either you're going to inspire someone or you're going to trigger someone, which is okay. It's okay. Cause it's not, you're speaking your truth and it's their experience that they're going through. And that's okay. Like we all needed to be triggered at certain times, you know, because that's what helped us grow. Even if it made us upset, even if it made us scared, even if it made us feel like less than we were for that moment in time, it's also what made us ask for more and ask to be better and ask for answers. And that's what ultimately led all of us here. So it's like, don't be afraid. Just like you said, don't be afraid that you might trigger someone. That's their, who said this? Somebody said this and it's been so on my mind so much lately. They said, it's Abraham. they said, how other people respond to you is none of your business. And that is so true. That's their business. It's none of your business. Like you put out what you want to put out and how they respond is their business. It's not yours. Don't even concern yourself with it, you know?
Yeah. I love that. I totally resonate with that.
Yeah.
Might appreciate it. My first EFT was with Sonia, like one that she posted in the Positive Head Facebook group, and it was on being your authentic self.
Oh, I love that. Oh, it's actually Sonia's birthday today. So this won't air on your birthday, Sonia, but happy birthday and we love
happy
you.
Birthday. Yeah. Oh my God. She's so beautiful. I love watching her videos. Like,
I know.
She's all her, accessories. And she just is this goddess radiating. It's so fun.
Yes. Yeah, she is such an inspiration. And it's funny because when we were at the retreat, when I was learning to do an EFT, one of the students there was saying that in a meditation, they saw that Sonia was going to heal people just by looking at them. And ever since then, whenever I see Sonia or I watch any of the new videos she does, I look at her and I'm like, you are doing that. And we are all doing that in certain scenarios. Like just the gaze that we give people when we are knowing our power, when we're knowing who we are, which Sonia does like more than most people that I know, like she truly just goes there. And it's like, she's such an example of when you do that, when you really go there and you really are brave enough to like step out into the dream that you have for what you want to create into the world, you can heal people just by being around them, just by looking, just by your image, you can heal them. And that's just, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's powerful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this has been
down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I love that though. I love when we do that. And I just realized it's almost an hour. Oh my gosh. I can't believe time has flown. But Christiane, how can people are you doing Reiki sessions for people or not yet?
Yeah, I can. I can do distance sessions. I would love to invite anybody who's interested to just PM me on Facebook.
Cool.
That's the way to reach me. And
her name is open. Christiane Price. Again, if you need it.
Christiane Price. And the other thing is that when I was talking about studying Reiki online in the distance modality, if that's speaking to you, like maybe you don't have time for a physical class, but like maybe a flexible online class might be a little more up your alley. Or if that's just like knocking at your door, like, oh my gosh, that sounds awesome. My teacher is about to start another Reiki 1 course in August. And I'd just like to invite if anyone's interested or wants more information. Feel free to message me on Facebook and I can get you information. I can connect you with Wally. I highly, highly recommend it if you're interested. It's just been the coolest experience of my life, really. Well, I guess I don't know. I can't say that fairly, but it's and the healing that I've done and now I'm getting to share with other people is just wonderful. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, definitely. If this is resonating with anyone, definitely message Christiane and take her up on that. And thank you so much for having this chat and sharing with us. And it's been a pleasure to dive down the rabbit hole with you.
Yeah, thanks, Alexa. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Of course. All right. Until next time. Bye-bye.